Chapter 2 Battle began punctually at 10 in the morning. From high on his saddle, Lieutenant Medardo gazed over the broad array of Christians ready for attack and raised his face to the wind of Bohemia, swirling with chaff like some dusty barn.
"No, don't turn round, signore,"
exclaimed Kurt, now a sergeant, beside him. And to justify the peremptory phrase he murmured, "It's said to bring bad luck before battle." In reality, he did not want the Viscount to feel discouraged, for he knew that the Christian army consisted almost entirely of the line drawn up there, and that the only reinforcements were a few platoons of rickety infantry. But my uncle was looking into the distance, at an approaching cloud on the horizon, and was thinking, "There! That cloud contains the Turks, the real Turks, and these men next to me, spitting tobacco, are veterans of Christendom. And this bugle now sounding is the attack, the first attack in my life, and this roaring and shaking, this shooting star plunging to earth and treated with languid irritation by veterans and horses is a cannonball, the first enemy cannonball I've ever seen. May it not be the day when I'll say, 'And it's my last.'" Then with bared sword, he was galloping over the plain, his eyes on the imperial standard vanishing and reappearing amid the smoke, while friendly cannonballs rotated in the sky above his head, and enemy ones opened gaps in the Christian ranks and created umbrellas of earth. "I'll see the Turks! I'll see the Turks!" he was thinking. There's no greater fun than having enemies and then finding out if they are like one thought. Now he saw them. Saw the Turks. Two came right up on mantled horses. They had round little leather shields, black and saffron striped robes, turbans, ochre-colored faces and mustaches, like someone at Terralba called Mickey the Turk. One of the two was killed, and the other killed someone else. But now numbers of them were arriving, and the hand-to-hand fighting began. To see two Turks was to see the lot. They were soldiers, too, all in their own army equipment. Their faces were tanned and tough, like peasants. Medardo had seen as much as he wanted to of them. He felt he might as well get back to Terralba in time for the quail season. But he had signed on for the whole war. So on he rushed, avoiding scimitar thrusts, until he found a short Turk on foot and killed him. Now that he had got the hang of it, he looked round for a tall one on horseback. That was a mistake, for small ones were the most dangerous. They got right under horses with those scimitars and hamstrung them. Medardo's horse stopped short with legs splayed. "What's up?" said the Viscount. Kurt came up and pointed downwards. "Look there!" All its guts were hanging to the ground. The poor beast looked up at its master, then lowered its head as if to browse on its intestines. But that was only a last show of heroism. It fainted, then died. Medardo of Terralba was on foot. "Take my horse, Lieutenant," said Kurt, but did not manage to halt it, as he fell from the saddle, wounded by a Turkish arrow, and the horse ran away.
"Kurt!"
cried the Viscount, and went to his squire, who was groaning on the ground.
"Don't think of me, sir," said the squire. "Let's hope there will be some schnapps in the hospital. A can is due to every wounded man."
My uncle Medardo flung himself into the melee. The fate of battle was uncertain. In the confusion, it seemed the Christians were winning. They had certainly broken the Turkish lines and turned some of their positions. My uncle, with other bold spirits, even got close up to the enemy guns as the Turks moved them to keep the Christians under fire. Two of the Turkish artillerymen were pivoting a cannon. With their slow movements, beards, and long robes, they looked like a pair of astronomers. My uncle said, "I'll see to them." In his enthusiasm and inexperience, he did not know that cannons are to be approached only by the side or the breech. He leapt in front of the muzzle, with sword bared, thinking he would frighten the two astronomers. Instead of which, they fired a cannonade right in his chest. Medardo of Terralba jumped into the air. After a dusk, when truce came, two carts went gathering.